This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Webster's defines milk as a fluid secreted by the mammary glands of females for the nutrition of their young. That said, Whatcom County Senator Doug Erickson has authored a bill prohibiting makers of milk substitutes from calling their products milk.
So far, the response has been, that's a good idea. They shouldn't allow things to be called milk that aren't milk.
Erickson says a recent Ipsos poll showing 61% of people surveyed believe the term milk should be used for dairy products only is no surprise.
No, I think that's what people want. People want to know what they're putting into their bodies, and they want to understand what it is. You know, we've had some nasty phone calls into the office from people thinking that we're trying to somehow ban soy milk or ban almond milk or any of those other things. And of course, we're not doing that. People are still perfectly free to go out there and purchase those products. But they just won't be called milk, hopefully, here in Washington State in the very near future.
So what's next for Senate Bill 5349?
Yeah, actually, we're going to have a hearing on that piece of legislation Tuesday here in Olympia. That's January 29th. So the Senate Agriculture Committee is going to give the bill a hearing. So hopefully we'll get some people coming out from the industry to talk about it and hopefully support my legislation and let the people in Olympia here know that we need to have a little truth in labeling and protect the milk trademark, so to speak.
He says the FDA could enforce existing regulations and prohibit non-dairy beverage companies from using the term milk on their product labels.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.